And we're just gonna relax and breathe. Ah, just taking a deep breath and maybe letting go with a sigh. And filling our heart space with love. And just remembering that we are dearly, deeply loved. Someone asked Abraham in the workshop this week, why do you say there is great love here for us? Why don't you just say, we love you? And Abraham, I don't have the exact quote, but what they said was, that's not nearly big enough. You have no idea how many of us, the great love that is here for you, and we want you to begin to open to receive that great love, that blessed love that is ever directed to you in every moment. We are loved, supported, and supplied. And opening our hearts to receive that is such a powerful practice. So let's just breathe into our hearts and open to the love. And whether you call it Abraham or Source or Spirit or Allah or Buddha or God, whether you call it inner being or, as I do, beloved, that infinite spirit that is ever present is right here, right now, loving each one of us infinitely, eternally, and intimately, and specifically. Each one of us is uniquely loved just for the blessing that we are, each of us, so exquisitely fashioned to have this wonderful constellation of gifts and abilities that makes us unlike anyone else who's ever been here. Even twins are different. The essence of who we are is so special and so beautiful that we are wonderfully appreciated by Spirit right now and always. We are loved. Gives me such a thrill to open my heart to receive that love that's ever coming to me. And then to begin to recognize the love that's ever present already within me. It's not coming from the outside. It's coming from everywhere. Every organ, cell, and system of our bodies are the healing, loving energy of God in motion and action, bringing balance and harmony and healing and well-being in every moment of every day to all of our physical bodies. And as we breathe and relax and allow, it can bring peace and ease and grace to our minds as well as our bodies, to our hearts and our emotions as well as our body and our mind, to our physical lives, to our surroundings. That beautiful energy of Spirit right here, right now, is such an incredible blessing. And I am that. I am. We are that. We are. We are that light. We are that love. We are that radiant blessing already. We may not always be aware of it, but we're not trying to create something we're not. We're learning to perceive what we already are. We are the love. We are the light. We are the beauty. We are the harmony. We are the peace. We are the grace. We are the wholeness and the health. We are the happiness and the joy. We are the abundance and prosperity. We are that. We are. It is the essence of who we are. And as we open to understand, we have these ahas of the mind. And as we open to love, we have these ahs of the heart. We are touched as we learn to feel dearly, deeply loved, and to give that love out again, to bless our worlds in powerful and wonderful ways. The simplest of touch. I met a man at the park last week whose dog was exuberantly rolling in the grass. I've never seen such ecstatic rolling in the grass, delighting in the sunshine, bringing his belly to the light of the sun. And the man was reveling and watching and laughing at his dog, and I was a ways across the park, but I was watching the two of them, and the joy that was radiating out from this man and his dog. And as I walked toward my car, I encountered them, and I told him how blessed I felt to watch him and the way his dog was so thrilled to be rolling on his back in the grass. And he laughed and he said, oh, he's so happy. He likes the taller grass, not when it's just been cut. And that was last week. And this morning, he waved at me. It came over to talk to me. This young man's probably in his 20s with this happy dog, came to smile at me and say hello and just share a smile and a moment. And that appreciation brings us more to appreciate is the essence of law of attraction. All we need to do is love and smile and laugh and delight in life. And life turns up with more and more and more to love and smile and laugh and appreciate about. It's the very essence of how it works. And lately, Abraham's been talking about this idea of bottom line up front. Ask yourself, what's the highest priority? And Abraham says, by far the highest priority is to find a way to feel good. Because when we feel good, we're in alignment with our inner being, and we leverage the power of source within us in our lives just by feeling good. And focusing on feeling good is the highest priority. And there was a short interaction with a lovely lady last week, and she talked about writing in her journal the phrase, what makes me feel, and then filling in the blank. What makes me feel excited? What makes me feel eager? What makes me feel joyful? What makes me feel energized? And Abraham said that that was a perfect process to help us create that feeling And the feeling is the shortest way to open to receive everything that feels like that we want. And Abraham says everything we want is because we think it'll make us feel good. So it's cutting to the chase. Bottom line up front. What makes me feel happy? And so that's what we're going to do for the rest of our time, is ask ourselves these questions. What makes me feel happy? And just take a moment and think about what's made you smile this week. What made you feel good in the last couple of days? Where did you go? Who did you see? What did you do? What made you happy this week? And as I thought about it, I realized that some of the things that made me happy were outside of me, but some of the things that made me happy were choices I made. So the next question is, what did I do this week that helped me feel happy? And I can't think of any number of things that I chose to do this week that I felt happy with myself about. So that's the question. What makes you feel happy that you can do within yourself? Moving on, let's think about what makes us feel peaceful. When do I feel secure and safe and calm? What makes me relax and just trust in well-being? What makes me feel relaxed and peaceful? Now let's think about what makes us feel playful, joyful. What makes us laugh? Where do I laugh and feel childlike? Who do I like to play with? Where do I like to go out to play? Now let's ask ourselves the question, what inspires me? What interests me so much that I want more of it? I want to research it or explore it. What's intriguing to you or uplifting to you? What inspires us? We're coming to the end of our meditation time, but in a way I wanted to save the best for last. That's the question of where do I feel and see and know the magic of life? What's magic for me? What feels magical? What feels otherworldly? What sparkles in my world? As we close this meditation, let's just remember Abraham's advice to put the bottom line up front, the highest priority that we have, to feel good at the top of our to-do list, and to find ways to feel better, maybe by asking ourselves, what makes me feel good? What makes me feel happy? What makes me feel playful? What makes me feel interested? It's such a simple question, but it can bring us to lovely places. And so I invite you just to stretch and to reestablish yourself in this physical world. And to just get comfortable again and ready to engage and smile at your friends. It's good, and so it is.